your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, Demaya. This is Sarah with Family First. I'm calling because I just got a call from Michelle that she needs coverage for tomorrow.
So hello?
I assume that means you are... Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Demaya. It's Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Sarah. I'm stressed out.
What happened?
Today I was making her spinach. I think she has OCD or something. I'm not really sure, but I was making spinach and she came over and told me I was using the wrong pot. So as she grabbed the pot to pour it out, saying that I had to remake it, I told her, I'm like, I'm not remaking it because I used the wrong pot. Like, it's a pot. So she comes over and tells me that I'm not doing it right and all this other stuff. She picks up the pot. As she picks up the pot, it spills on the floor. Then she tells me I have to clean it up. I tell her to go sit down and I got it. Then she comes back over there after I wiped it up and I put the napkin in the trash after I was done. She came over there and like pushed me into the stove, burnt my hand, talking about, but she's like, oh, you can't throw food in the trash because bugs are going to come or something. And I said, Michelle, you just pushed me into the stove and my hand is burnt. And she tells me, oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You're not supposed to put food in the trash. I'm like, Michelle, you burnt my hand. Give me a second. And she's just still yelling about the food in the trash.
This woman is going to be the death of me. I'm telling you. All right, so I have other cases for you, actually. Are you able to take another case?
Yes, I can, please.
Okay, because I have cases that need to start, like, tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, I have, there's one in 19128. What is your zip code?
19146.
All right, this one is not too bad, and that one is going to be, it's 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and it looks like her caregiver quit, like, permanently, so that's going to be a permanent case, and I'm going to send you those details, and then there's another one for Mr. Wimberly. He is. She called me before, and I'm like, oh, I had a note in there for them to call Mason because, you know, cause she kept flip-flopping with who was going to be her caregiver, what days was this going to happen, and I'm just like, I'm over it.
That's what I'll be saying, like, she overstimulates people. Like, that's something about her. And then she calls me 50 times a day in the morning to see if I'm on the way. And I text her, I said, Michelle, I'm in traffic. Oh. And she still calls me 60 times.
Demaya, I have good news. Mr. Wimberly is on South 16th Street in 19146.
Oh, my God, that's cool.
Okay.
What's his schedule?
Okay, it is 10 to 4. Okay, right now I'm going to put you on for 10 to 4 tomorrow through Sunday. And then, are you able to do the weekend? I know you weren't.
I could do the weekend, just not Saturday.
Okay. So you could do tomorrow and Sunday. Because really the only thing is that needs permanent staffing is the weekend. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on this case tomorrow, just to cover the caregiver that's out, and then I'm going to put you on the other case, most likely permanent, and we'll discuss that tomorrow, okay?
Okay, and is the permanent case, is that, what's the pay rate for that case? I think they're different, right, depending on the person?
Yeah, it depends on the insurance and everything, so this one I'll be able to keep you at the same rate. Let me see the other one. And is your sister good with staying with her on Saturdays? Like, or does she
not? I'm actually not sure because Michelle cursed her out.
Yeah, you know, she...
I'm not sure.
People don't understand that you cannot do that. Like, and then expect people to work for you.
That's what I was trying to explain to her today. Like, you can't just think you're going to talk to people the way you want, and then you demand them around like we're slaves, and we're supposed to just say, yeah, Michelle, let's just do it. And then she's, like, really overstimulated, and, like, she was blowing me up because I told her that I was going to leave out because I can't listen to music during Ramadan. So I told her I was going to leave out so she could listen to her music. She's going to sit here and yell at me and tell me that no aide has ever left her and all this other extra stuff.
I know, and,
like,
okay, and she called me about you with the pork issue. I said, well, I said, if it's a religious issue, then she cannot cook it for you, even if she's not eating it. She can't touch it, you know?
Exactly.
She didn't understand that at all.
I'll be talking to her, like, it's a religious thing. Like, I can't be around music during Ramadan. That's going to break my fast, you know?
Yeah.
And I have to pray sometimes. And even when I'm praying, I go in the other room and I pray, and I have to tell her, give me a second. She comes in the room and interrupts my prayer, asking, when am I going to take doing to do this? When am I going to do this? Can I check the mail? Like, and I'm like, Michelle, can you just give me a second so I can finish my prayer, and I'll do everything you need me to do. She do not like that either. It's just like, you can't win for losing with her.
I know. I'm just pulling up. What is your current rate?
My current rate is $14.50.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to keep you at that rate. For the other cases, it's going to be 50 hours. It's 10 hours a day, 8 to 6. I'm going to send you over all that information. But in the meantime, first, I'm going to send you over the details for tomorrow because that's most pressing. And then I'll send you over everything else in the morning because I really want to go home.
Okay.
let me find this. Sorry, it's taking me forever to find this.
That's fine.
Really. All right, this is a fairly easy case. She is going to want to speak to you.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'm going to send her over your contact info, and I'm going to send you her contact info for the sister.
Okay.
Because he does have dementia, and she needs to kind of give him a heads up about who's coming and all that stuff.
Okay.
So that's 10 to 4 tomorrow, and it's at 1335 South 16th Street. I'm texting it over to you right now.
Okay.
I'm so happy you picked up.
Yeah. It's going to be very hard to find her a permanent caregiver, I'm telling you.
Well, that's why I said I'm trying to get this Mason girl that she claims she has her trained already, you know, and that's why she wants her. But the girl's like, you know, she doesn't want to work with her either. I can't blame people.
Exactly.
1335 South 16. All right, hold on one second. I'm going to see if I can get the sister on the phone. Hold on.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hi, Demaya. Okay, so this is Miss Geraldine, and she is Mr. Wimberly's sister. And you can go ahead and introduce yourself and speak.
Hello, my name's Demaya. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good as well.
Good.
Now,
I'm
Demaya
excited
lives
to see
right, yeah, she lives right in the same area as you, so it'll work out well. So I'm going to put myself on mute, though. You guys can talk.
Okay. Okay, Demaya, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm fine.
Do you know what we'll be doing tomorrow?
Yeah, well, he don't require much, but he would like breakfast, and he'll get something to eat before you leave. He gets like a sandwich or something before you leave, you got to help him with the bathroom, you got to help him eat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is he not abusive, but I know some clients respond with, okay, good.
No, he's not, no.
Okay.
No.
And how old is he?
Yeah. He's 79.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does he talk? Does he like conversation?
I think he's, oh, yes, he likes to talk. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good, because I'm a talker, too.
Yeah. Okay. And you're probably, like, helping him go to the bathroom and all that.
Okay.
But everything he needs is on the floor, so you don't have to go upstairs for anything, none of that.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
I'm
going to add her to the schedule for tomorrow from 10 to 4, and you can let him know Demaya's going to be there, and it's all cleared. If I'm not able to find someone for the weekends, she's going to be able to work on Sunday. So I'm going to make sure I have somebody on Saturdays. But if I can't find someone for Saturday and Sunday, we can keep her on for Sundays, okay?
Okay.
All right. And we'll touch base again tomorrow, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you guys doing this. And we will all talk soon. Thanks. Bye-bye, guys.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right,
you too, Demaya. Bye-bye.